The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 19th day of June, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. We'll expand on this when Jimmy gets on board with us here. Do you have spare parts for your firearms? That's a question. The prepper tip of the day is a question. Do you have spare parts for your firearms? That's a prepper tip of the day, and we do have with us, patiently waiting in the green room, Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, and that website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning, sir. Hopefully you had a nice weekend and everything. We suffered through 114 degrees on Saturday, and then yesterday we had an ice age. It was only up to 99.
Well, you know, sir, it's a free country, and you can move without getting a permit from the government.
Yeah, I could, but I don't think the wife would want to. We're happy here, especially at wintertime.
Okay. So. Well, you volunteered to stay there. That's commendable.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, you heard the prepper tip of the day, and I need to talk about this more frequently, but. Almost everybody, you know my audience, you've been listening and calling in for quite a while. Almost everyone that listens to this show owns one or more firearms. Almost none of them have spare parts for those firearms. And it's a critical matter, and you know, you could spend $1,000 on a Smith & Wesson or $1,500 or $1,600 on an M1A and everything in between. Wouldn't it be a shame to have that $1,500 M1A become an expensive door prop because you didn't a $1 spring? I mean.
Oh, yeah. What I've been doing with a lot of folks over time is, especially whenever I build an upper or I do any kind of work like that, before it ever leaves, I make sure that the owner understands fully how it comes apart. and how it goes back together and what is known as a function check. And for some of our listeners and things like that that we've had the pleasure of dealing with over the few years, the first thing I recommend to everyone is to get a parts breakdown picture of the gun or guns that you own. Now, there's two ways they can do that. One is to go on a manufacturer's website, and somewhere on that website there's going to be either an owner's manual or a service manual or something on that weapon, and 99 times out of 100 they're going to be free, and they'll be in a PDF format, and folks can download them. Now, understanding the workings and everything is great, but there's two things in there that need to be printed out and kept in your, maybe in your gun safe, in your cleaning kit, range bag, what, something that you're going to have around when you need it, and that is going to be the disassembly and reassembly instructions and the parts breakdown picture. And like you and I have discussed over and over and over, firing pin spring, trigger springs, and if there are any springs that are critical to making it work, you need to have those. Now, the reason I say critical to making it work, if you've got a revolver and the advance pawl spring breaks, and now that, folks, that's the phrase that 90% of the people don't know. It's a little hook inside the frame that when you pull the hammer back, or in the case of a double action that you squeeze the trigger, it advances. This little foot comes out against the cylinder and pushes the cylinder up one spot so that you have a live round in the cylinder. Now, if that fails, you can always advance the cylinder manually.
Right.
Now, it's a little time-consuming and everything, but it still gives you a functioning firearm. Semi-automatic, if the, what could we say here? Maybe the recoil spring or something breaks, and the discharge of the round forces the slide back, but because the spring is broken and it's weak, it doesn't chamber the next round. Well, again, manually you can slide the full slide. That's a double positive, isn't it, Jane, John? slide the slide forward until it locks up again, and again you can operate the weapon. In a hunting situation, plinking situation or something like that, neither one of those conditions is going to be, you know, overly critical. If you're protecting your family or you have a dangerous animal on your property or something like that, or bad guys are trying to come in the front door or something, that is going to be something you don't want to worry about. So talk to Tim. Tim's got a lot of new updates and everything on the web page. You can now access information on the night vision and several other products. The air rifles are up there now and things. I'm working on a couple of different items on repairing that are going to just, mainly when I get with Chuck, which is our videographer, we're going to do a couple of short videos on inspecting parts, not tearing them down, not because there's too many guns to cover, but
right,
to show
right
them what to look for when they're cleaning the gun, what things that look like they appear to be a crack starting, or what can, you know, stress risers that can cause a crack to start, different things like that. But above all, learn how to tear the gun down to parade rest and put it back together, and B, have the minimal spring set, and I might add pin set. If there are any action pins that without those, the action won't stay in the frame or something like that, extras. Basically, you're looking at an OOPS kit, which is what the one that's for the AR platforms is called. The OOPS kit for the ARs carries the springs, the detents, things like that that occasionally get lost when you're not paying attention or you're in a hurry and teardown. So I'm working on a list right now of the average OOPS kit. And then if folks can contact me through the webpage, DesertEagleShooters.com, then we can look at what weapons they've got and look up the part numbers and get them a basic idea of it, because a basic OOPS kit's going to run you between $10 and $20. That is very cheap insurance, right, John?
Well, I agree, and I would expand on that. If budget constraints require you to get the basic, then by all means get the basic. But for just a few more dollars, you can get, and I always, for my battle rifles, I get two each of every spring. And, of course, that applies to the extractors, two extractors, and two firing pins. These are not terribly expensive items, but it's peace of mind to know that you've got a two replacements for every spring, the extractor and the firing pin, that could ever possibly break. And so you have no compromise. And
exactly.
when it comes to my battle rifle, my goal is to have no compromise.
Exactly. Now, what do you do with those when you've got them, John?
Well, they have to be labeled properly. So, and each one gets its own Ziploc bag with its own parts number, and kept in a place where they can be found easily. If you're going to be out in the bush for a long time, typically I don't carry spare parts out into the field. A typical field operation would be no more than a few days, and I'll have a handgun for backup. But you not only need the parts, but you would need the proper tools to do that kind of maintenance in the field. And I know firsthand, Jimmy, that at least around here, you lose any kind of spring in these woods, and you'll never see it again. I mean, it's just gone.
Oh, yeah. It's the proverbial sock theory. The woods will eat up springs and pins and just everything, you know, out there, and so will carpet. And just any place else that you can think of, folks, they hit the ground and they disappear. Springs are never where you thought they went.
No. When they're gone, they're gone. And that's why the brilliant idea that one of our callers had about using a glass aquarium, for the dismantling process. That's absolutely brilliant. My gunsmith uses a cardboard box, but I need to mention to him the aquarium idea, because you can pick up used aquariums at flea yard sales for almost nothing.
Oh yeah, and even a small fish bowl can work if it's, you know, some of the smaller handguns and everything, the conceal handguns. It's just, you know, and if all else fails, a trash bag. Now, that's one that I've used occasionally when I've had a gun that is stuck, and I know that it's going to be a problem. Then it goes into a big trash bag, and then that way, if anything does pop loose on it and everything, it's contained inside the trash bag. Another thing to consider, folks, is that, like John said, if you're in the field, chances are you're not going to need them. But then again, if we're in the field, that's typically when something's going to break. So,
well, that's funny. You know, that's why most accidents happen around the house, because that's where you are most of the time.
Now, on the AR platforms, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, Jimmy, you go ahead.
On the AR platforms, you can buy, and we carry several different kinds of hand grips that have a hollow storage space in the bottom. And what I normally keep in mind down there is a set of Allen wrenches and a Ziploc bag, and these Allen wrenches fit scope turrets, scope bases, rings, things like that, that, you know, need to be checked occasionally. But also a small Ziploc bag that has got an extra firing pin in it and an extra cotter key, which is the firing pin retainer for the AR in there. And the only major spring that I carry in there is going to be the buffer tube retainer, or the buffer retainer spring and buffer retainer. So those little items go in there because those are the most common that if something goes wrong, in the case of the firing pin, wears down, you've got some ammo with very hard primers on them or something like that, drop a new firing pin in, and usually that will solve the problem. On a lot of your shotguns and rifles and stuff, underneath the butt plate, you can take and loosen that up, especially if it's a wood stock, and bore a one-inch hole in there, and then you can put your spare parts and everything in the butt stock. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver normally, or a common screwdriver, and that should be on your Swiss Army knife. So, you know, you think around these things, folks. You think about the spare parts, and then you think about a place to keep them. Like John said, two of them, one with the gun, one with the cleaning kit, or in the armory, in the gun safe or something. Like, you, what's that phrase you use, John, from Rawls? One is none, and two is one.
That's right. One is none, two is one. That's James Wesley Rawls, right?
Mm-hmm. And,
absolutely. Yep.
So if folks want to get in touch with me, what I'll need is the type of rifle or handgun, and the model number, and the serial number. Now, the reason I ask for the serial number, in the case of the Ruger Blackhawk or the Super Blackhawk, the early versions used one particular spring in the trigger assembly, and the later models used a different one. Now, it wasn't an upgrade or anything. It was just an entirely different spring, so one is not interchangeable with the other sometimes. Things that you need to look at. And then also through that, I can probably, depending on what they are, we can find a link for you that will be a PDF normally. If not, it'll be a JPEG drawing of a breakdown and the owner's manual. So we'll work with anybody out there in the listening audience, John. We always have. And
right.
That way we can help them at least gain the knowledge that in the case of an oops, and everybody knows what I mean by oops, you're cleaning it and everything, and something bounces off your forehead that didn't, you know, wasn't there a few seconds ago, and it's oops, what was that, and where did it go? So we're always here for our customers, John, and always here for our listeners and your listeners. I mean, you've built a very fantastic audience and everything over the years, and like you, we come into the situation wanting to help our listeners. That's our main goal. Now, we've covered the basic springs and everything like that. The other thing to look at, too, is screws. Now, this gets into the advanced parts kit, folks. Revolvers typically have several screws that hold them together. Shotguns and your lever-action rifles and everything, they've got screws. And then on your bolt-action rifles and everything, you've got scope bases, scope mounts. Well, that's actually all, on the lever guns, too, if you consider. But always try to have at least one or two screws that fit particular things. Again, John goes back to a beautiful phrase. You know, you've got a $2,000 rifle that you scrimped and saved for, and it shoots like a dream, and you're out in the field, and a screw comes out.
That's, hold that thought. We have a break. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Thank you.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news?
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion on my show from now until August. If you mail me a postcard, you may get the opportunity to buy an energy cleaner for $70 off retail. $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. We have a drawing for this promotion every other Thursday. The details are at my website. Just click on the orange sticker on the right side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Thank you very much for listening and hope you can get those postcards in. Have a great day. Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of June. We're speaking with Jimmy with DesertEagleShooters.com. That's DesertEagleShooters.com, a place where you not only have the opportunity to purchase what you need, but also to get expert advice. If you think that clerk at Walmart's going to give you expert advice on firearms, well, the odds of that happening are about the same as winning the lottery, aren't they, Jimmy?
Oh, man. Occasionally you will find one that has some knowledge, but technical knowledge I would be very, very cautious of. If folks have got a shooting range anywhere around their towns or their locales and everything, and they take a chance on a weekend, even if it's a private range, drive out and introduce your person. I mean, in the case of a private range, introduce yourself to the person at the gate. Explain to them that you just, if they wouldn't mind, you'd like to look around. You won't get out and do any shooting. You'd like to look around, talk to some of the folks, and just get a feel of the place that you might become a member. That is a rather sheepish ploy to gain entrance to the place and watch some people shooting. Now, what you want to watch for, and this is a private ranges, public ranges, or anything, there's going to be somebody there that those that are familiar and know most of the people around them and everything, you'll see someone come up to them and chit-chat with them for a little bit, and they might do a little pointing and everything, and then the other person leaves. And they'll go back to doing shooting or whatever they're doing, and a little while later, somebody else may come up. What you found is the go-to person on your range. There's one person there that doesn't know everything, but he's got a working knowledge of firearms that either he can help you solve the problem or he can direct you to who can. And that second part is the most important, direct you to who can. So you introduce yourself to that person, explain to them what your situation is, and ask them if there's someone that they might recommend that could help you understand your Mossberg shotgun or your Remington 700 or whatever it is that you own. And two things are going to happen. One, more than likely this person's going to light up because it's a new person and they've picked them out for some strange reason, and they're going to be willing to help. Number two, he's going to put you with the very best person that he knows of, because, again, you've been honest with him, you've explained to him you're new, and you're looking for information. So even though you can't get out here to Desert Eagle Shooters sometime and do that, you've got a range. Go out there and visit and just watch for a little bit. Spend the first, you know, 20, 30 minutes with John on stakeout and see who everybody goes to. Right, John?
That's right. That's right. And these local guys at a range, like you mentioned there, Jimmy, can be invaluable source information. Typically, they're very happy and looking forward to sharing their knowledge, aren't they, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. That's why I said you're going to see the first expression is going to be, I would say light up, but it's going to be an expression of appreciation, especially if our listener is someone that's under 30 years of age, or even better, under 25 years of age, because this person is going to realize that this is going to be an exceptional individual with the way that people look at snowflakes and, you know, Gen Xers and all of these other younger individuals out there, that this is someone that is cut from a different cloth, that they ask questions, they're being attentive. Maybe I would recommend making notes. Make sure you've got a notepad with you. And the first thing is get their name and contact and write it down. And then anything they tell you about your particular weapon, jot that down as well. Because good case in point, John. A couple of weeks back, we talked about the Armalite AR-10. Now, you, myself, most of anybody that's familiar with the AR platform, the Armalite AR-10 and also the Armalite AR-15 are unique creatures. They will not fit anyone else's mags. They won't fit anyone else's bolts or uppers or handguards or anything. They're a completely proprietary system. And that person that you're talking to, if you own an Armalite or you own some other weapon that has got some quirks to it and they're familiar with it, they're going to give you every quirk there is about your weapon.
They will.
Write them
down. We
have
a break here, Jimmy. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877.
Jim, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, it is our listeners, myself, our project of locating TV shows and movies with images of continents with new coastlines continues to move forward. The list is long and growing. It is. If you find an image on a TV show or a movie with continents with new coastlines, get that image to me, and in, as a thank you, you get your choice of any of my DVDs that I produced. It's a phenomenal list. You need to check this out. At my website, on the left-hand side, you need to scroll down pretty far down where it says Global Sea Level Rise, Coincidence or Foreshadow. 1972, Vatican, Godfather, the scene in the Vatican. 1957, TV show, Highway Patrol. Superman, Hunger Games, A Beautiful Mind, Superman Returns. NCIS, 1955, Captain Midnight, Elysium, Dancing with the Stars. And the most recent one we've got posted, Tyler Perry's A Madea Christmas. How about that? Also, at my website, you'll find energy cleaners for sale. Yes, I do sell energy cleaners. It's my home business. I'm the one who reconfigures the factory-made fitted mattress pads, very comfortable with a five-year guarantee. Hundreds of you, many, many hundreds of you have energy cleaners and don't yet have a mattress pad. I'm getting a fresh shipment in later this week, so there'll be everything will be fully stocked and inventoried and ready to ship out the next day. Energy cleaners, they come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you have arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will probably help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it'll probably help. Only $285 shipping included. Yes, I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters. That's deserteagleshooters.com. Jimmy, I got a story for you.
Okay.
And this goes, I thought of this when we're talking about the expert on the range. So this would have been the early 1990s. And St. Louis County Police Department at that time, they no longer do, but at that time, they opened up their police pistol range on Sundays for the general public to come there and shoot. So it's a beautiful, warm day, sunny. I'm out there, and they have each shooting position had two shooters. And the shooting position I'm at happened to have an attractive petite brunette who was blasting away right next to me. And it's a controlled range, so everybody shoots at the same time. Everybody stops at the same time to go down and check their targets. So I walk down to check my target, and she's walking next to me, and I check my target, and I look over at hers, and it's a silhouette. She's shooting at a silhouette, and she's got rounds top left, top bottom right, top right, bottom left, and they're all over the place. I mean, there's no group, not even anything close to a group. So we walk back to our shooting positions, and I walk up to the range officer, who is a uniformed police officer, and I say to him, I introduce myself, and I say, I'm John Moore. I'm an NRA-certified pistol instructor. Do you think it might be a good idea for me to offer some help to this young lady? She can't hit a damn thing. And he whispers to me, John, I don't think so. She's an FBI agent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
well,
all right.
She got through Quantico. And obviously did not pass the pistol part because the pistol marksmanship part of the class, or she wouldn't be doing what she's doing. I told this story to a couple of FBI agents a number of years later, and they were really trying to figure out who this woman was because they were agents in the FBI office there in St. Louis, and they were just fascinated by this story, and of course, well, that's the way it is. I mean, we are politically correct, and we have women graduating from the FBI Police Academy at Quantico who can't hit a damn thing.
Yep. And sadly, on that same note and everything, we've got people graduating right now from high school that can't spell. They can't do simple math in public. They can't make change. Educate our listeners a little bit as to how it started and what the end result was hoped to have been. And that might be an interesting show for a day that we're not on firearms.
Well, it certainly could be, Jimmy. It certainly could be.
You know, we were discussing everything, the spare parts and things. A lot of people right now are buying, for example, the Ruger American rifles, and Mossbergs now have synthetic stocks. Any of these rifles and shotguns that are out there that have synthetic stocks, I ask the owners of them and everything to take a screwdriver and remove the butt pad and take a look. About 75% of them, and that's just an estimation, you know, from Uncle Jimmy,
right,
that they're hollow. And if they're not hollow fully, they're partially hollow. And, folks, that is a absolute perfect storage area. I've got one of the little Rossi twins, combination 22 long rifle 410, and it rides in the vehicles when we're traveling. But inside the stock on that, I've got about 10 rounds of extra 22 ammo stuck in there. I've got a small signal mirror. I've got matches, a small compass, just basic survival tools. And then to keep it from rattling, I've got it stuffed the rest of the way with 550 cord. And, folks, you look at that stock that you've got, and all of a sudden there's a perfect place for a little toolkit, survival gear, whatever. And as long as you're in the field with that rifle or shotgun, you've got some basic tools if need be. So just a little food for thought, folks. Now,
Absolutely. Also
on some of the shotguns, especially the single shots, under the front handguard on them a lot of time are a lot of lightning slots that they cut in there. And those are just perfect for spare parts and some additional little equipment. So a little food to thought. Learn your firearms a little bit better. Learn where the cubby holes and hiding places are. And, you know, that's one way of doing it. Now, I'll give you a storage spot, John, I bet you never thought of.
Please, let's hear it.
Okay, this one it was taught to me by Terrence, a friend of mine out at Fletsy, Border Patrol. And in one of his magazines, I noticed that it had a little blue strip painted around it. And, all the dogs just came in. But I was curious about it, and I'm like, you know, what is the... Hang on just a moment here. Mom talked to Blondie there for a minute. She's very vocal. She let her back out. Sorry, folks.
Okay.
Very, very active and happy puppy dogs.
All right.
But on this 9mm magazine, there was a little blue strip of paint around the bottom of it. And I was just curious if it was a special round or something like that. And he goes, no, let me show you this. So he took the magazine and ejected all of his reserves out of it, turned it over. On the bottom of your pistol magazines, folks, and most rifle magazines, you'll see a hole in the center of it or a little button. If you push that button down, the floor plate on the magazine will slide off, typically to the forward. And so he pushed the button down, slid it forward a little bit, and took the bottom of it off. Now, there is a gap between the floor plate and a little hollow spot between the floor plate and the spring base that's inside. In that gap on there, he had three spare springs that fit that pistol. And they were the smaller springs, and they were part of the action springs. And trying to remember, I think it was a Glock. So anybody familiar with Glock could probably visualize the springs I'm talking about. But he says, yeah, he says, it never fails. I'd be tearing it down to clean it and not pay attention, and one of these things will disappear. And I had never in my life thought about using the bottom of your magazine for a storage spot. And I have found that on a lot of the Magpul and Polymer magazines for the AR platforms. I've found it for the Polymer mags for the M1A. They have it. So if you've got Polymer mags, folks, learn how to disassemble the floor plate off of it and check to see if you've got a little storage space in there. But as Terrence had done, mark it. You know, his was with a little blue paint line on it, so he knew which magazine had spare parts in it. So how's that one for a tip of the day, John?
Well, that's a great one. Absolutely, it is. And it's little things like that that can help people tremendously.
Yep, and just learn about it. And you know, first is get a breakdown for your weapon, learn how to disassemble and reassemble it. And I'm asking that if you can, and it may take several tries and several instructions, learn how to take it all the way down to parade rest. That means that all of the parts are out of it, and then how it goes back together. And once you're able to do that, ladies and gentlemen, any time that there is a failure to feed, a failure to eject, the rounds aren't dropping down, you know, out of the magazine or tubular magazine in the case of some shotguns and everything, you'll have enough wisdom to be able to look at it and diagnose it and come up with a solution. And that is something that I, you know, strive for everyone. Learn your weapon, learn how it works, learn how to tear it apart and put it back together, and what good parts should look like.
So. Well, that's critical knowledge to have, and there's no way to get it except by actually doing it and experiencing it, is there, Jimmy?
No, you have to get your hands on it. You have to take that step, and like we said, you know, if you find that guru, for lack of a better term, at your shooting range, or you go down to your local gun shop and talking to them, you know, if your salesman is not, you know, if he's worth his salt, he's going to explain to you, hey, I don't know anything about this. However, you know, Harry, you know, right here, he's one of does some gunsmithing work for us, and he's pretty good. You know, give him a call. And you holler at Harry and see if you can set up an appointment sometime when, you know, he's not going to be up to his ears in either mill work or tuning a pistol or something like that. Let him set the time and then go over and explain what is going on. And just a little tip, folks, if these people do help you, you know, and you ask them, you know, well, what do I owe you? Typically, it'll be nothing, you know, I'm just glad to help and everything. Doesn't hurt to give them a tip or buy them a cup of coffee. Or the one thing that my wife Teresa has found out that just is probably the best thing in the world is send them a thank you card. Just a very simple little thank you so much for helping me through this. I'm glad I better understand my gun now and everything. That will do so much for their morale, because sometimes these folks feel forgotten until something breaks.
Oh, yes. Well, it's good for the gun shop owner, the gunsmith. It's good customer relations to do things like that and help people out. Doesn't take much time, and people don't forget those things.
No, they don't. And then, you know, next time that you're looking for parts or something like that, you know, go back and make sure you patronize your gun shop or your gunsmith. And always try to go local if you can. And I've had several people explain to me, well, I can get the same thing, you know, for $15 off. Yeah, you still have shipping.
Right.
If there's a problem with it, you've got to deal with somebody there. So, you know, if you can, folks, deal local first and patronize those and work on it. And, in fact, you know, if I help some of you guys get your parts lists up, what you need, go to your local gun shop. Ask them, hey, these are the part numbers and everything for my Winchester. Can you order these for me? And gives them some business and starts building a friendship in there.
Absolutely.
And it's It's like the Ruger Mark IV recall that is out there. We'll mention that again today. If anybody has bought one of the Ruger Mark IV target pistols, contact Ruger, and you can either, well, the easiest way is just go to Google Ruger or Sturm Ruger and go to their homepage, and they'll have an alert there, and they'll also have a phone number. Give them a call. Let them know what your serial number is and everything. Make sure you've got the gun in front of you.
Right.
And let them know, because if that's one of the recall items, folks, please don't shoot that gun until you get it checked out.
Right, right.
And now we're getting up close to the top of the hour, John. Next hour, if you would, I've got some updates on the Hearing Protection Act and also the National Reciprocity Act.
Okay, well, I know people are anxious. I'm anxious, and here's our last break this hour. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th of June, visiting with Jimmy with Desert Eagle Shooters, deserteagleshooters.com. Well, let's get started on your updates. We've got about 3 minutes here, Jimmy. We can continue after the break at the top of the hour.
First off, the National Reciprocity Act. Folks, the for those of you that aren't familiar with it, for some time now, NRA, Gun Owners of America, all of the national gun organizations, local gun organizations, Desert Eagle Shooters, have all been telling folks to remember a phone number, and I'll give it now, and we'll give it several times next hour, 202-224-3121. That's the Capitol Switchboard, Washington, D.C. And the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 has been something that we've all been pushing for. What that does is it makes your concealed carry license basically like your driver's license. You go to another state, you can legally carry concealed. You still have to abide by any special laws that they have for that state, i.e. places that you can and cannot carry and such. But no more driving through New Jersey and getting pulled over for a taillight and getting arrested because you've got a concealed carry license and your handgun is, you know, in your safe box carrying it on the floor. That is an actual event that happened. Now, in that point right now, congressmen and senators, after this event last week, the shooting last week, they are talking about doing a carve-out. Now, what a carve-out is, folks, is where they take a bill that is in committee or waiting to be voted on or something, and Congress will carve out a particular section of that, vote on it, and pass it as quickly as they can. And what they're wanting to do is, since most of these congressmen and senators, well, no, let's back that up, let's say a lot of them, have concealed carry licenses in their home state, they want to make sure that they can carry in D.C. Now, all well and good, except that covers them and not us, again. I sent an email out this morning, and I sent a couple of other ones out over the weekend about this. Folks, call your congressmen and senators, and you tell them, yeah, we think they should be carrying there. We think they should be protected just as well as everybody. Operative word, everybody. Don't do a carve-out. Just pass the bill as it is. And it's the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. Because we all know that if Congress passes the carve-out so that they can carry, yes, they're going to be protected and they're going to feel fine. And the Reciprocity Act is going to sit on the side and languish.
Hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.